Cash the Ticket. It's presented by FanDuel.
Or we're going to kick it off right here where this show emanates from. Metro Detroit, Lions laying 13.5 against the Mac Jones-led Jags. Your total is 46.5. I want to let you take the lead before I do what I got to do.
No, you've told me what you got to do, and I don't even know who I'm looking at anymore.
Yeah.
Evan, if I would have told you 6 months ago that this guy's going to strut into the studio and say, I want to lay 2 touchdowns with the public.
Yes.
I would have said, who is this imposter? Has he been kidnapped? Do we need to call the police?
I'm simply celebrating the election, and I'm doing what politicians do. I'm just conveniently changing my perspective, depending on what year it is or what bill is on the floor of the Senate. So here we are. I am betting a public team. I am betting a huge spread, the biggest of the week. I don't care anymore.
Biggest of the season.
Well, here's the thing. These idiotic bets are winning, so I'm done fighting it. The Lions in a bounce-back spot, they didn't play well. Goff was a disaster. Now they come home where it's the best home field in the league, arguably.
And they've been away for a while. Fans are going to be just rabid.
You're getting a Jaguars spot with Mac Jones? No. And look, the Jags at times this year have shown quit. They have shown lay down. And the Lions are not the team you want to show any signs of that against. They play physical. They will line up and batter you. I think the Lions, that offensive line, they know they weren't good enough last week. You heard Taylor Decker take personal blame for how that went down. And you're like, bro, you didn't play. That shows you a level of pride here. So this dude's hurt and taking blame for this. I just think at a certain point, I gotta bend a little. And what better way to do it than with the best team in football? And look, highly public favorites have been winning. They've been killing. Who should I trust more than the Lions? And for the Jags, build a pathway for the Jaguars to be competitive with Mac Jones the way this Lions defense is playing.
What I tell you is Jacksonville's lost 8 games this year, 6 of them by one possession.
Right, but the latest may have broken their back a 12-7 home loss.
But I would have told you 3-4 weeks ago that they quit and the coach is going to get fired, and yet they played the Eagles 28-22 within a score. Like, they played Houston on the road within a score. Selling you Mac Jones.
No, hold on. So then answer me this.
Yeah.
Why didn't the book put this number out at 8.5?
Right, 8.5, 9.5. Yeah. It's because the Lions are, we did this a couple weeks ago, different. So it's why I can't be bad at you, but it just feels very...
I'm taking the Lions.
Not you.
And it's 13.5. What a value. Lions.
Steal.
I'm doing it. And guess what, guys? Fade me. Say, Michael, you've lost your marbles. You'd be the guy on the... Listen, don't do anything I'm talking about. It's the most honest thing I can say, because I have been bad in the NFL. Find another podcast who's willing to tell you that. Lions, lay the 13.5. They're going balls deep.
It's a stay away from me.
No, it is not.
No, it is. Lions, it is. You're Lions, not doing this.
Lions,
no.
You cannot talk about being bricked up about the card and then not bet your team.
No, because I have like 8 or 9 other plays I really like.
You have 7. I counted. I'm going to go ahead and do this for you.
And here's why I will endorse, political term, what you're doing, but not play it. You're right. This is an offense that hasn't even hit their stride.
It's a Costa lock. We have a Costa lock, people. Lions minus 13.5.
No, there's a...
I'm Costa locking it. Remember when you gave me the key 2 years ago?
Yeah, you probably lost it.
No, I have it in my office.
Okay.
It makes me think of you. Okay. And then I get angry and I'm ready to work. So my point is, no, I'm Costa locking. Remember you said I can do what I want with the key?
Unlock or lock or whatever you want to do.
You're Costa locking by decree of the magic key you gave me. You're Costa locking Lions 13.5.
Okay. If I'm going to be forced into the cap.
Costa lock.
Okay, but I need a ruling on this, because I have a Costa lock this week.
Then it's
a separate one.
Dual locks.
A double Costa lock.
You bolted the door and you locked and the deadbolt. And
make sure the deadbolt's secure. Okay, Ben Johnson, Lions OC, came out this week and said, we need to be better offensively. Like, do you think about that? This team is winning every single week.
Penei Sewell's catching a touchdown this week. Costa lock.
They need to be even better. They're going to be at home. They're going to be emboldened by the fans.
Do it.
This is a team that can blow people out, will run it down your throat, put you away. And a little note on Jacksonville, by the way. I don't know how this defense is constructed the way it is. They don't blitz at all. Dead last in blitz rate. They want to get home with 4. One problem, 30th in pressure rate. Earth to the defensive coordinator. Might want to send some extra guys. The way they're coordinated feels broken. They're going to run a lot of man coverage. Could be a big JMO spot this week. Yeah, sure. Let's party. Fine.
Yes.
Lions, lay the 13.5.
Yes.
You're a bad person.